Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Time to wrap up day one of the 2017 Jewel Donegal International Rally, and it's certainly been an enthralling opener to this year's event. Leading after six stages, Donnacailly and Conor Foley in their Ford Focus WRC. They've got the Donegal crest in front of their Focus this weekend, and that has been the fastest car throughout the course of the opening day, quickest on all six of the stages. Donnacailly leads by 12.2 seconds from the defending champions of Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett in the Super Impreza WRC. Former winners Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, they're close at hand, 23 seconds off the pace of Donnacailly, and they sit just 10.8 adrift of Manus Kelly. Jennings and Kennedy in third position overall. Outside of the WRC battle, there's an even more intense fight in the R5 category. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble sit fourth overall. They're leading class five, but just by 2.7 seconds from the championship leaders, Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, and their Ford Fiesta R5. Josh Moffat and James Fulton are sitting in sixth position overall. Third in Class 5, 17 seconds adrift of his older brother, Sam. Park Duffy in the Fiesta is at 7th overall. Then we've got Aidan Ray and Kane McGrath, 8th overall in the Mitsubishi. They lead Group N. Callum Devine in the Opel Adam is 9th. And Richard Tannehill wraps up the top 10 of the International. Just some other selected, crews at the end of day one. Marty Geller and Dino Sullivan going well in Class 2, 12th overall. PJ McDermott and Niall Burns, they're leading Class 7, and in their Super Impreza S12, they sit in 13th position overall. Also, Gary Koenig still in this event. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Gainey had trouble today, but they're still going in the Skoda Fabia R5. They lost over 3 minutes, but they have made it to the end of day one. So let's get some reaction now from the leaders. Coming up at the end of Special Stage 6, I spoke to Gary Jennings, Manus Kelly, and first of all, the rally leader on day one, Donnacailly.
Donnacailly, Donna leading this event. He had an 11-second advantage going into the last stage of the day. Donna, I can take it you've maintained your advantage at the front, have you?
Yeah, well, I think we were a second faster than Mandy in that. We were 0.3 faster in the last second last stage at our league. Like, it's just some battle here, is mighty.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're very happy to be at the front at the end of day one, but there's another long day to come tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we won't be. The rally is never remembered for Friday, so. Yeah. But yeah, it's good. It's good that we're at the sharp end of the pace. And, yeah.
And the car faultless today for you?
Never missed a beat. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Best of luck tomorrow. Well,
thank you. Cheers.
There you go. That's Donnacailly, leader of the rally. We'll go have a quick word with Manus Kelly. Manus, second overall, contend where you're at the end of day one?
Definitely, Oisin. I really enjoyed that last loop there. Put on a harder tyre, and the lads and service stiffened up the dampers a bit. I had a different gear, you know, so I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, listen, you wanted to be in the mix. You wanted to be in and around with the leaders going into the day two. What's going to happen now tomorrow morning?
It's a race we're in, it's a rally we're in, so we'll be going for it again tomorrow. The boys are in a great pace. Donna's in a great pace. Gary's on my bumper, so they're not in it, and that's the way we want it, isn't it?
Okay, best of luck tomorrow, man.
Thanks, Oisin.
Gary, third overall at the end of day one. You had your car troubles today. What's your feeling after the opening six stages?
I'm just holding on to these boys with their coach, nothing more. We're going very well. We had our troubles, we're going very well now, but there's just chipping away, 2 seconds here and 2 seconds there, and it's building a lead for both Donna and Manus. But hey, I'm just in a room, happy to be here. I'm really enjoyed that.
Is the confidence there now to have a go with them tomorrow?
I don't know. Hey, these boys are experienced, they know where they're going, but hey, I'm really enjoying it, I must say, and there's good crowds out there. Okay. That's what it's all about.
Gary Jennings speaking to me at the end of stage six, at the end of day one, as you heard Gary say. Big crowds out today. Friday is normally seen as the quieter of the 3 days of the International, but that wasn't the case today. Bumper crowds out on the stages, and the officials saying that there was huge numbers out watching the action on day one. And thankfully as well, the weather kept dry for most of the day. There was the odd small shower, but nothing really to trouble the drivers. That's the situation in the International. While in the national side of the event, Kevin Eaves and William Lynch, the current championship leaders in the modified section of the Tarmac Series, hold an 8.5 second advantage over Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. Gellerhan Walsh led the national rally up until the penultimate stage of the day, but he's just taken control and has a cushion of 8.5 in his Corolla. The Mark II of Gellerhan Walsh is second, and then Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy putting up very impressive times in that tour to start it. Getting to the end of day one, they'll be pleased with that, having run out on day one last year. 5.7 adrift of Gallagher, they sit in third. Former winner Gary McPhillips with James McNulty on board, fourth overall, and a further 5 seconds adrift. Then Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan sitting fifth in that, Darien, 1.9 seconds adrift and 21.9 behind the leaders, Eves. The rest of the top 10 in the Nationals made up of Ryan Loughran's escort in sixth, Adrian Hetherington in seventh, Vivian Hamill in eighth, Frank Kelly's in the ninth, and Eugene Meagan in the BMW sits 10th overall. Some of the other selected crews, Barry McLaughlin and Ian Gallagher, 11th overall in that Mark II escort, Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan sitting in 12th position overall. And then there's a whole list of Northwest crews competing in the National. The likes of Columbahina is still going, as is John Bonner. We've also got Martin McGee still in the rally at the end of day one, as is Brendan McDade. Michael Dunlop had a very successful TT on the bike, of course, last week on the Isle of Man, and he's got to the end of day one of the Donegal International Rally, competing in Class 13, so it's 7th in that class. Patrick McHugh still going, Letterkenny's Johnny Baird's on with Wesley Patterson, they're also still in the event. So is Connor Waters, Robbie Peoples, Liam Doherty, and Ivan Stewart, just to name a few, but there's quite a few of the locals still to come through the end of special stage six, and of course into service and then on to Park Fermi, which is at the LYT in Letterkenny. There was no Declan and Brian Boyle, the former winners today on day one of the International due to a family bereavement. Declan and his son Michael withdrew their entry and pulled out of the event this morning before we started with the driver's briefing at Ungreenham Theatre in Letterkenny. We lost Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan out on stage one, Brian's home stage. A disappointing end very early for the local crew. And we've also lost Robert Barabel, who was here in that impressive 820 Hyundai. He ended up crashing on special stage six, and thankfully himself and his co-driver are okay, but it looks as if their event is done and dusted. Briefly, time to look forward to tomorrow. 8 further stages to come, they're big ones as well. Gary Gort, Knockalla, Cairnhill and Garton will be done twice tomorrow. The service will be held as usual at the Milford Mart, and you can follow all the action on Highland Radio, on air, and of course online at highlandradio.com throughout the day tomorrow. Many thanks to the Pulse venue for the sponsorship of our rally coverage, and thanks as well to Seamus McLaughlin and Initial Motors.